What is up? What is up, everybody? It is Hambone back with another. We're going to be doing, we're doing a couple of things, like trying to be innovative. So I can't use the normal intro we did. So I just started off a little differently this time. But obviously, we've been changing things, trying new things out. I think we found like a pretty cool little setup right here, and we'll have that all ironed out hopefully here pretty soon, like as we see movies and everything. And we're doing couples therapy, me and Brandy. It's where we take turns picking a movie, and then we both watch it, and then we come on here and review it and everything else. And the name of the show is called Couples Therapy because I think it's good for people to get together, watch movies together, and then talk about them and stuff like that, and helps you communicate. That's a big thing. And on this particular movie, we did a lot of communication, actually, like during it, which was like I thought really good. This movie is probably going to get a better rating than what probably some people would assume that I would give it off the bat. So let's go ahead and the movie that we are talking about is going to be Barbie. We're going to be talking about Barbie. That was Brandy's pick this time. It did not surprise me when she made the pick. She tried to keep it secret and everything else, which she did keep it secret. But once I realized what she had picked, I was like, oh, that's an obvious choice and all that. So
not obvious.
So Brandy, you're the one that picked the film this time. Which why did you pick Barbie? Besides just making me like watch it.
No, I like the movie, and you said before that you would watch it. If we were together, we would see it in the theater together. So as soon as I found out that it was on streaming, I was like, this is perfect. This will be the perfect time to watch the movie with you. You heard us, me and Adelia, speak about it before. So now you got to see it. So.
Yeah, and like I said, overall, when we get to like where I ask you, and then I put in like, you know, what I thought about the movie and stuff, and give it like a score from 1 to 10. And you know, after watching the film, my score is probably going to be higher than what some people probably would automatically think, and everything else. So let's get into it. So like, we'll go ahead. Like I will just say right off the bat, I think the movie's put together really well. I think it's in not all, like there's like a couple of things that I would like nitpick here and there, but like as far as like camera shots and angles and like how it looked and everything and how it felt, I thought it was done like masterfully. This movie's got one of the best campaigns I've ever seen for like a movie and how it was like marketed and stuff like that. So throw that in there. So the team did a good job on that and all that. And to be honest with you, I find myself like super jealous watching the Barbie movie, because there's things like I liked from back in the day being a little boy. It was like Transformers, for instance. And it's like they do Transformers and they try to like change all these things because they say, oh, this wouldn't make sense like in a movie and stuff. Like nobody cares about it making sense. And that's one thing I loved about this movie, because like Barbie's Barbie, you know, she's got like her dream house and everything. They like do the things that like Barbies would do, so they didn't really change any of that. I thought that was like one of the best things about this film, to be honest with you, was like if you were a girl and you grew up and you played with Barbies, like you watch this film, you're gonna be like, hey man, that's just like me playing with a Barbie and stuff, and you get that feel. So I think that's perfect. I think that's one of the reasons why it made as much money as it did overall, is because like, man, it's good to go back and like be able to see something on the big screen, something that you really liked when you were young and everything else. And like I said, I found myself jealous because they treated the property of Barbie, I think, like better than most cases when it comes to like, say, things I like Transformers or like even G.I. Joe or something like that. That made like an actual like big difference. This movie was done really well that way. I do think this movie is very interesting as well, because if you hadn't watched the movie and you just heard rhetoric from both sides, you would think it was something completely different than what the movie really turns out to be. There's different fields and like roads you could go down on, like, you know, to where you could say it was this or say it was that, right? Like there's just certain things about the movie, but like it was very interesting because like, if you try to say it was this, well, then part of the movie explains to you why this will be bad. or if you try to say it's another thing, the same thing happens, right? It like kind of turns it around. And then like the very end of the movie kind of comes together and you're like, oh, okay. So like it's not doing all of this stuff. Like there are certain times in the movie where if you just watch that movie at a part of the movie out of context, or you hear someone talking about that certain particular part of the movie out of context, you could say, oh, this movie's preaching to me one way or the other, no matter what side you're on this. And if you just take that from it, but you got to watch the entire movie. I really think like the ending did a really good job of like really like explaining some things and all that, that made like the movie really come together to a certain point. But yeah, man, I actually enjoyed it more than I thought I would. Cause I mean, I really don't care about the dance routines and stuff. Like Brandy's obviously over here. Like I could feel that she was probably dancing along with like the Kins when they have their big musical number.
I was singing.
and everything else. And of course the movie's got some things that are like off the wall or a little bit too much, but that kind of fits like the movie. So for an example, there's like a part in the show or in the movie where like the Kins are building a wall and they're building it straight up. Well, if you want to like nitpick this movie and if you want to get mad about something, you can be like, oh man, look at them trying to make the men look dumb. But when you actually look at the movie, it's a movie based on like these dolls. They're not, none of them are really super smart. Like none of the you can't even really look at the Barbies in a way and be like, they're super smart as well, because they don't have these experiences of being like human and stuff. They're like, they're dolls. And the guys are like the same way. Like they're feeling these certain ways that the doll is made to feel, but they're dolls. Like, so they're none of them's like the most smart people in the world. So like, if you just take that one section out of context, right, you can make it seem bad. But overall, like that was my overall thoughts of the movie and what I thought. And we can go into some more details here in a little bit. But Brandy, like, I mean, you obviously had seen this movie in the movie theaters and now you watched it with me. Like, did that change anything? What do you love about it, really? Because you obviously love the movie.
Oh, I did love the movie. Growing up, you know, I played with Barbies. I have all the Barbies. So seeing all the different Barbies in there and all the professions that they started to, you know, develop along the way. And even the ones that were discontinued, I still remember those too. Now, Justin had made a comment before. He was like, oh, the pregnant one. I said, that's the, that was a joke because they discontinued her because of
exactly.
All the controversy. But it was because of Mattel discontinuing. They weren't like pushing her out of the movie because, you know, they just had that joke because of what happened.
Like, to give a little background and context, that's another thing, right? If you took the Kins building the wall and they were all stupid and everything else and all that stuff, right, you could take that out of it if you wanted to. In this particular context, it's like if you wanted to take them kind of like looking at the pregnant Barbie all weird and saying things about the pregnant Barbie, and you just took those little snippets, right, you would be like, oh man, they're like making fun of pregnant women and stuff. That's not good. But if you look at it in the full context of the movie, like Brandy just said, she was a discontinued model. So she wasn't looked at as weird as like, oh, because there actually is a weird Barbie in the movie too. Yes. But they didn't look at her differently because she was like a bad thing. They looked at her differently as like, oh, you're technically not supposed to be here because we discontinued you.
And the weird Barbies are the ones where us girls got experimented with our Barbies and maybe cut their hair, which if you're watching this and you're a female and you've played with Barbies, don't even try to deny that you did not do this, because I know you did, because I did, and I know a lot of my friends did. So we had our weird Barbies that we might have drawn on their face when we were younger and cut their hair and stuff. So that was one of the Barbies had happened. That's why she got labeled weird Barbie, because of a kid cutting her hair and doing all that and drawing on her, and that's what made her the weird Barbie. But she wasn't really weird, she was just the Barbie that was played with and loved. So that's what that was to me. But I like the movie. It had its campy moments, and but it had its serious moments too. Like, it made you think, and it wasn't just about Barbies, and it's about Ken too, like how he was feeling. So it wasn't just Barbie, how Barbie was feeling, it was also how the Kens were feeling. And going into it, you know, like Ken always wanted, you know, Barbie, I was like, oh, he doesn't know who he is without Barbie, you know, so it's always Ken and Barbie. But at the end, you see that it's Barbie and it's Ken. You can find out who you are on your own. You don't have to be like me and Justin. We're a couple right now, but we're our own individual people. It's Justin and it's Brandy. It's not just Justin and Brandy.
I can see where like people that watch this movie really wanted Ken and Barbie to be together at the end, because technically, if you look at it in like the toy, the only reason why they made Ken was so like little girls could buy like the Ken and they like around. It'd be like mom and dad or like, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, that kind of thing. So that's mm-hmm. why they were made. So like, I can see some people being a little upset that it didn't end up being Ken and Barbie like actually together, because that is technically the reason why Ken was made and everything else, like I said, so they could play mom and dad or, you know, whatever and everything. So it makes sense for Ken to feel that way. But, you know, that's like, you know, a different kind of thing they wanted to put across was, you know, make it differently. So like Ken could be himself and Barbie could be herself and stuff like that. One wasn't made for the other kind of thing. So, yeah, you can go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I was just saying, like, to find your individual self, to find who you are. And that's basically what this is, like, finding out who you are by yourself. Like, you don't have to be attached to somebody. And me and Justin, we knew before we got into a relationship who we are. And now we're just together.
Mm-hmm.
So we're together, but we're our own individual people. There's like Ken and Barbie are their own individual people. But Ken didn't think that, you know, he needed Barbie, like he... She wasn't, you know, giving him, I don't know, the attention or whatever that he wanted, but they were trying to do things to make himself noticed with the other Kens. But she always noticed him, but it wasn't just the same way that he wanted. It was more of a friendship. But yeah, it's just interesting. It's interesting. And they had to go into the real world because Barbie had started having these feelings. Like Barbies, they're dolls. They're always happy. They always, you know, they sang, they danced, everything, you know, good morning, Barbie, like all Barbies, good morning, Kens. They all had their individual who they were. And Ken was just Beach. That was his job, was just Beach. So he didn't know who he was. So he could just Beach. Wasn't a lifeguard, wasn't, you know, none of that. He was just Beach. But Barbie started having these feelings, but it was because of the owner of the Barbie was having these feelings. So they kind of had an attachment. So she started feeling different, and that kind of just turned the Barbie world a little upside down. So it started with her flat feet. What was it? The flat feet, the cold shower. So when she woke up the next day, well, it happened at the party. And she's like, you ever think about dying? And it just like stopped everybody from dancing. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, so right there, there's something a little different. And then she changes the subject, dying to dance or something like that. And then the next day she woke up and everything was not perfect. The water was cold in her shower. She burnt her toast. The milk was expired. She fell because... when she came out of her house, she floated down to her car, but she just fell to her car. And then she took her shoes off at the beach and her feet were flat. Normally, everybody knows Barbie's got the little high arch foot and that's on her tiptoes. And then she was just, her feet were flat. And then she told her friends about it and they're like, oh my God. And they were like over exaggerating, puking, like, oh my God, this isn't normal. Like you're supposed to have your feet arched. And then they told her she had to go see Weird Barbie. So that's where Weird Barbie came in. And then Weird Barbie told her that she needed to find her her person in the real world. And that started the adventure. Of course, she was afraid to do that because she's not Adventure Barbie. She's just stereotypical Barbie, just the regular normal Barbie. And she went to go on her journey to go find it. And Ken decided he was coming along with her because, you know, that's his person that he always, you know, had to be with. and she thought one thing. She thought she found her person. It was this little girl. And turns out that it wasn't that girl. It was the girl's mother. So the mother worked for Mattel and started having these feelings about, like, a depressed Barbie, like a sad Barbie, a cellulite Barbie. That was one of the things. Yeah. So they realized that was her. The mother had the attachment with the Barbie. And that's why Barbie had to come and find her person. While they were out there, Ken started going and adventuring himself and finding out that in the real world, men were in charge of a lot of things. And in Barbie world, that wasn't really the case. Like, it wasn't a female world. The Barbie dream houses, they had the dream houses. The Kens didn't have the houses, Barbies did. And so Ken started reading, and he started throwing out patriarchy and horses. And but what he thought was the patriarchy was about horses. So he goes back to the Barbie world to tell the other Kens what he discovered in the real world. And then that took over, the guys took over all of Barbie land and made it Kendom land with their mojo dojo casa houses and changed all the Barbie houses. All this while Barbie's in the real world still trying to figure out her life and trying to get Mattel's trying to put her back in the box. They're trying to put Barbie back in the box. Barbie don't want to be back in her
box. I'll be honest, the weakest thing to me about this movie is the Mattel part. Like, I don't even know what Will Ferrell's point was, to be honest with you. Like, besides kind of being this boss, but then he was kind of like this weird boss. Like, he really wasn't like a bad guy or a good guy. He was just kind of weird. He wasn't even that funny, which you expect to come from him because he's obviously famous for being a comedian. But yeah, like, there's things. So, like, earlier I said, like, the men were made to be kind of stupid about building the wall and a couple of other things that, like, they had in the movie. But at the same time, like, you know, just not made to be intelligent, and say stupid, but just made to be, like, not intelligent looking or whatever. But then, like, when Ken comes back and he has this, like, idea that he's literally just discovered, he literally thought it was about horses, but he comes back to, like, Barbie land, and within a 24-hour period, he takes over Barbie land. It becomes, like, a true patriarchy where the men were, like, ruling everything, and the women were just going around getting them beers and stuff. So, like, that's my point is, like, this movie also kind of played on the role that these are dolls. They're not real people. So, like, even the female Barbies, like the Barbies, were not, like, not intelligent enough to stop, like, Ken from just coming out of there in one day and completely taking over. So, like, that's my point with this thing is, like, I saw people that would argue or get mad about, like, one section of this film, but then not recognize the other section where it kind of, like, evens out. So it's like you said, like, Barbie does treat Ken like crap. Then Ken treats Barbie kind of like crap when she comes back into this world. And but he feels guilty. Like, I pointed it out when we watched it. Like, when he says his stuff, like, oh, it's all boys, you could tell he doesn't want to say it. He kind of feels bad because he wants to include Barbie and stuff, but, like, he's got hurt feelings and everything. Then it turns around, then Barbie a little bit later, not very long in the movie, because this is all getting towards the end, like, she turns around and she realizes that all the things that she did was, like, really crappy, and she, like, owed him an apology and all this other stuff. And, like I said,
she didn't realize how it made him feel.
Yeah. And to me, this movie is, you can, people try to label it different things, like, oh, it's super feminist, or oh, whatever, like, all this stuff. And I don't really truthfully believe it's that. I said repeatedly, and me and Brandy even went over the, like, big speech that we have in the movie, where Barbie's feeling really down and out of it. And then, like, the mom, the one that actually was the one playing with the Barbies and stuff like that, she comes in and she starts, like, given the speech that's, like, empowering so that Barbie would come back and they could take back over Barbie world and everything else. I think this speech is great. But, like, when me and you went through it step by step, it's like a human speech. It's like, it's hard to be human. Like, no matter who you are, what you look like, It doesn't matter. Yes, maybe because you're a certain skin color, or maybe because you're a man or you're a woman, there's certain things that are become easier because of what you are, but that doesn't mean that there's not a lot of hard things you have to go through. The reason why this movie is going to get like a higher rating from me than it probably normally would if it would have just been a goofy little movie is because it was intelligent enough to throw these very like thought-provoking things into the film that you could discuss. Me and Brandy discussed about a lot of stuff in this thing. I'm not going to get into it too personal, but like about a week ago, I wasn't doing too hot for about a week, week and a half. Like, wasn't feeling it, right? And I'd just be like, oh, I'm tired. But it was really other things. It wasn't just because I'm tired. That's just the easiest thing to say. But it's like, I felt a lot of that speech, but I'm a man because like men, we do feel a lot of those things she even says in that speech, just in a different way. Like, I feel the pressure of not being able to like talk about like, you know, certain things or look weak or stuff like that. Like, it's tough in those aspects and different things. And yes, some things are tougher for men. Some things are tougher for women, according on what the subject is, according on what you're going through. But I saw that speech as more of like a human speech that we all can learn something from. Like, I learned something from that speech because, like I said, I just look at it as us being human, period. Like, and there are some of those things that she brought up in that speech that is obviously more there because it does encompass women, and women have a super hard time with a couple of those things, right? That's way worse than what others would have, you know, being a man. So, but there's a lot of that stuff in that speech that I think goes to both sides, and it can be super difficult, man. Everything's not fair. You have things you have to go through. You have to learn to live with them, and just overarching. But I also think this movie can get a bad rap from some people because they want to see it a certain way. They come into the movie, they see a couple of things that they can beat up on, and then they beat up on those things. They don't really pay attention to the entire story because, like, I thought at the end of the movie, with all those things being said, was like pretty heartwarming. Like, and it really shows you that, like, it's not good for a patriarchy. It's not good to have a matriarchy because that's bad too. It points out, I thought a cool moment, me and Brandy talked about it, was when the guys were like, can we have at least like one or two Supreme Court people or whatever, right? And then they're like, well, no, but we can give you one of the lower courts or something like that to start off with. And I'm like, some people would take that and try to get mad at that. Like, look at the Barbie still trying to be like in total control. But I'm like, bro, that happened in real life. I literally told Brandy, so that's what happened to us. You know, women got the right to vote, and there was rules that stopped women from doing anything. We changed. There are those laws aren't there. Women can be anything, but it took time. Like, they couldn't start off being a Supreme Court justice. They had to start off being like a local district court or something like that. And as over time has passed, women's became more and more prevalent, and we have women Supreme Court rulers now. That literally happened in real life, like in our country. So I thought, you know, like, you can try to make that sound like a bad thing, but nah, bro, it's like, it's what really happened in life. And Barbie overall chooses to be human, chooses to be in the imperfect world and everything, because she wants to feel, she wants to be her own self as well and all that. Even though it means that she's going to die in the end, right? Like, but she would still want to live that life. She still wants to live that kind of thing. It's not super cool being in either one. And I thought the film at the end of it pointed that out. Like, it's not good for the patriarchy. It's not good for a matriarchy. It's not good for either one of them. We should be somewhere in the middle somewhere and like work together. So, yeah.
Yep, that's how I feel. Work together. But yeah, like you said, so Barbie Land is like the opposite of what we are. So you're going to start at the bottom like we did. So it's climb your way up, like you said, in the ladder. Of course, that is cheesy moments. Of course, I love the singing. I'm just Ken. The guys fighting and having their fight off. That was when the Barbies were distracting them so they could get the other Barbies back to themselves, because they were kind of like brainwashed to be like the servants for the Kens, basically. So getting their beers, and then they got them to beach off against each other. and fight.
Right.
And there was good moment. You see Barbie run into this, well, first she, when the older woman on the bench, and she looked at her and said, "You're beautiful," because Barbies don't get old. So she's seeing this older woman and seeing that you can be beautiful and be older. And the woman said, "I know, like, I know I'm beautiful," you know, like she owning it.
Yeah. And we as a society on this beauty thing, get it wrong. We put too much onus on what you look like and being young and all this stuff as being beautiful. That woman knows she's beautiful because to her, she's accomplished a lot. She's done a lot of things. She's seen a lot of things. So her life is beautiful. It's not about, like, you know, you being beautiful and being on the front of a magazine cover. That's not the only version of beautiful that exists. Mm-hmm. Beautiful exists in a lot of ways. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's a big thing, because like, we don't look at it that way most of the time, and all that. And like, even in that speech, like we talked a lot about too, is like a lot of those things that, the mom's complaining about, a lot of those things are like what women do to women, like in a lot of cases. And it's sad, you know, like, you know, there'd be
The thing with the sisterhood, like we have to be in a sisterhood, but we, you know, but we break each other down. Like we have to be strong, but not show our weaknesses and do all that. But yeah, other women do break other women down. So it's not just men doing it to us. It's everybody. Everybody does it to everybody.
Yeah. And that's what could make it feel worse, as said this a couple of times to Brandy earlier. Cause like I said, man, I won't say love, cause that's a too strong of a word. I like this movie, and I like this movie because of the fact that, like, it does strike up conversations. Cause it's like, I was telling her, is like, you know, we all have our issues and stuff, but sometimes it's a lot more difficult for women in particular issues because they get it from both sides. Whereas, like, I as a man will only get it from other men in most cases. Not all the time. There are women that'll stand up and say, "Bro, you need to do this," or whatever. But in a lot of cases, like, I'll just get it from the man side, like, criticizing me. If I'm not doing something what's considered manly or something, a man will jump on me, but not a lot of times will it be a woman. Whereas on the women's side, there's a lot of issues that, like, it's like with beauty or something like that. It's like you not only get it from the men, but you also get it from the people that you think should be on your side, because you get it from a lot of women as well.
Yeah, just like if we're dressing up to be pretty and we get criticized, "Oh, you're too, like, slutty," or something, you know, like, I'm dressing up for me and my man, not dressing up for anybody else's man, because I don't care what they think. But we do get it from other women, because I could be wearing something and they won't outright say it to us, but in their mind, they'll be like, "What the frig is she wearing? You know, like, she shouldn't be wearing that. That don't fit her. You know, like, she needs to wear clothes that cover her body." And, you know, and you can't say some of these women that might be listening, that don't act like you've not done that before. Like, what on earth is that girl wearing? We have a show that basically says, "What on earth are they wearing?" So we do that.
Yeah. And, but no, it's a movie that just, like I said, gets you talking. This is actually a perfect movie, I'd say, for like couples therapy, kind of a show where, like, you know, two people that are together, like, watch it and then, like, discuss it. And everything else, because it gets some things possibly out in the open. It lets you, like, talk about different things and how you feel. And a lot of movies don't do that, so I give this movie props for doing that. And I would recommend, like, a couple to watch this movie together and don't just, like, take a snippet here and there and what you heard somebody say about it and judge the movie on that, because, like, the movie to me is, like, throwing out a totally different message. Now, I understand if you're somebody that takes it one way or the other and says that it's this or that, because there's ways that you could take the movie in that way. But to be honest with you, like, 100, there's a lot of things that, like, I had seen and people talk about and everything else, that was like it was in there a little bit, but then like when you watch the full movie in context, it like changes the whole thing around, changes the way you think about it. Like I said, there's parts of the movie, obviously, if I would have just watched that part, I'd have been like, oh, they're hating on men. But that's not all they do, and they don't do that all the time. Or you could be like, oh, well, they're doing this. And then it's like, when you watch the whole movie in context, it's like, no, they wasn't doing that. It was just part of the movie. But like, as you put the story together, it becomes more and more clear that's not what they were technically doing. But if you just take that small portion, so sit down, watch the movie, pay attention to it, listen to what's being said, you know, not just certain parts, and enjoy the movie and sit back and talk about the stuff. Because like, that's the only way anything is going to get better. Is people actually having discussions and open discussions and not being having to be afraid to actually talk about what they feel or what they think. I mean, that's the biggest thing. For a couple period, it's like being able to talk and have communication, all that stuff. If communication breaks down and you don't have good communication, then you might as well write that relationship off because it's not going to work.
So yeah, so this Barbie movie was more than just campiness. It was human emotions going through how we all feel. Just very, I don't know, if you didn't get that message through it, I don't know how else they could have done it for you to understand some of it, but I got it. And I'm glad I got to watch it with Justin and he saw some of what I saw.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, when they go to the real world, that's probably the some of the weakest parts in the movie, to be honest with you. Yeah. Not saying it was extremely bad, but it was, like, weak. And they, like...
Barbie. It's going to be a little campy in areas because it's a Barbie movie.
And they did overindulge in some things, right? But sometimes you do that as a movie creator to make it obvious what your message is you're trying to say at that moment, right? So, like, every dude pretty much in, like, the real world... that they go and see, pretty much every guy they bump into is like some jackass. Obviously, all guys aren't jackasses. All guys aren't the kind of people that would be like the cops. Every time she gets arrested for these little things is like saying stupid stuff like, oh, she's even more provocative when she has more clothes. Like, bro, there's not most guys aren't going around thinking about that or saying that. And then there's like the thing where the one guy comes out of nowhere and like slaps her on the butt. Listen. If you walk in anywhere, maybe they're doing this out in California. Maybe they have a totally different way to live. But you come on down to where I live and you got a lady that's obviously walking with a guy. It looks like they're obviously together. You are not going to do what that dude did. I ain't saying that stuff don't never happen. Most of the time it's in like weird predicaments, whatever. But like, bro, you do that stuff in South Alabama, there's going to be like that dude's getting his ass beat and he's the one going to jail. Like and stuff like that, right? So, like I said, if you could take like little small pieces and try to like break it down and get mad about it, but that's not the point, man. The point of the movie was to show certain things. It was supposed to be funny as well, so it's going to show some like ridiculous stuff that, yeah, normally ain't going to happen all the time. Like I said, somebody might even watch this and be like, "Well, men do go up and slap girls." I know that, but not in like broad daylight most of the time. Not when you're not at a club. Like I've seen stuff like that happen before. Like at a nightclub where you're like hanging out and drinking and you have some idiot gets kind of drunk and he's like slaps a girl. And then his boy or her boyfriend walks up with another drink. And is like, what the hell just happened? And then, you know, World War III breaks out in the nightclub, that kind of stuff right there happens, obviously. But like I said, they're doing that on purpose to point out like a message. They're overdoing it in some ways to like the point out like, oh yeah, you know, like in this world, Ken's like totally different. Right. And like, you know, Ken just gets super happy because somebody asked him what time it was. Because like in the Barbie world, they
paid attention to him.
Yeah. In the Barbie world, Ken's, you know, the men were just there. They didn't really do a whole lot of anything. They just beached off each other. You know what I'm saying? Like that's pretty much all that happened over there. Like in Barbie land. But like I said, like even Barbie land changes to be more and more equal. Like at the end of the movie, obviously, like I said, it's going to be a slow process. And it'll get up there. The movie even says that. So like, I don't get some of the hate that I saw. Now I will say this, there was also a lot of support for the movie and everything else. So it wasn't just hate. It's according on what circles you are in the social media world and what kind of stuff that you was having. But yeah, on my feed, I was having people say certain things and it can be the movie at times. I didn't think it was too overdone because I get the premise of the movie, and you kind of have to be have some of that stuff in it to make it make sense. But I get people that would watch the movie and be like, man, I just didn't really care for it because it was a little preachy. Because I agree, when I go to a movie, even if it's something that I agree with personally, I hate it when I go watch a movie and it's even got stuff that I agree with getting preached in it. And I can see where people can feel that way about this movie, because there is a lot of like things being said and like thrown at you and stuff like that. So like I said, even on both sides, because if you that speech, which I thought was a really good speech, it ain't just about like, oh, it's hard to be a woman because men suck and they're like treating us bad. It's not like really what that speech is about. It's not even what it's trying to say, because over half of the stuff that like she says while she's in the speech, and like you said earlier, one of the comments was directed towards women directly, but there's other comments that she makes this like that is about women treating women badly. So it wasn't all about that, man. Like I said, these people these days, man, it's just like, bro, they find a reason not to like something and they just like tear it apart for no reason at all. I don't like doing that until I've seen a movie. And if I see a movie, it's going to be crap because it's crap, right? Like, I'll still give a movie that I don't really like the story of very much, like, some props if it's done well, just I didn't like the story. Like, hey, I don't like the story. I don't really care for it. But you know what? The film was shot well. It had good music and stuff like that. Like, you could definitely say that about this movie. Like, so even if you were negative on some of the other stuff, the acting was done well. The cinematography, like I said earlier, the music they put together, even though I'm not like a big proponent of, you know, musicals or any of that kind of stuff. Like, I don't really love those. Obviously, it's not my favorite thing. But they were done well. Like, you can obviously still tell that something was done well, even if it's not your cup of tea.
Yep.
Right. Like, so that's my biggest thing. Do you have any like last things to talk about or say before we get out of here?
I did like, so in the movie, you see her come across another older woman, and she didn't know who she was at first. And then when she sees her again, it is the woman that created Mattel, like the Barbie brand. And so she tells her that she created her for her daughter, and she is named after her daughter. So we get a little bit of history of the Barbie, of who she was made for. And then you hear some of the other stuff that the lady says. She goes, but that's for another story, because there was a lot with who she was, Ruth, and her name was Ruth. I really like that they kind of touched on history of the Barbies too, like a little bit. But it was supposed to be, it's the spirit of it. Like I said, it's not like the super serious like movie. It's a Barbie movie, so they're gonna throw in campy stuff.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, like,
it wasn't so campy. Like, it was a little, but they were trying to.
They just over. I wouldn't necessarily say campy. I would say they go overboard with certain things just to try to make a point. So, like, when the young girl meets Barbie for the first time, she calls Barbie a fascist. That don't even make sense. That don't even make sense. And then there's, like, another person. Like, that. I think the younger actress here did a pretty good job overall. There were just certain things that she did in the movie. I was like, what the hell is she doing? Like, so she calls Barbie, like, a fascist at one point. Then she, like, goes and there's another point where she calls like Barbie the white savior, even at a good moment when it was like, bro, why are we even bringing that up? Like, she's just trying to be a good person. And then there's like
the little girl was like, because when Barbie went to go first to see her at the table in the lunchroom, the kid goes, "Don't talk to her. Don't talk to her. She'll chew you alive. Don't talk to Sasha." And so there you go. You see, is that girl was a mean girl.
Yeah, but not
kids were afraid of her.
But there was that, like, the moment I just said, but then there was also like a moment at the very end of the movie that I wish kind of wasn't there, because like that last part of the movie to me was like really hitting it. I was like really in the zone, you know. They're doing the thing. Barbie's about to become father. Yeah, it's like the father is trying to learn the language of his wife so that he can like speak to her in her home language, And like the little girl in the back seat's like giving him kind of a look for a second. Then she kind of changes to a smile. I'm okay with that because she did start smiling. But then she ended up accusing basically him of like appropriation. And I'm like, what? Your dad's trying to learn the language of your mom so that mm-hmm. he can speak to her. Like, that's super cool thing to do.
Yeah. Well,
like,
that's
what are you talking? Why are you downgrading that? Like, there was just a couple of times she said a couple of things and I was just like, bro, it kind of brought me out of it. I'm getting the feel, the end of the movie, you know, Barbie's about mm-hmm. to go to gynecologist for the first time, all this kind mm-hmm. of good stuff. She's turning into a real woman. It's almost mm-hmm. like a Pinocchio story to a certain point. And it's like, she's about to become a real woman. And then you had to throw that line out of, it's like, what? Why is that line in there? Why is that even the bad thing? Your dad trying to like speak the same language that your mom's like culture and stuff has.
And you know, he was like, using the same app that Star uses. That
yeah, exactly. Like we know a couple. We know a couple who like they both speak English, but actually I think Star can speak like Spanish, but like Danny speaks Portuguese. Like she tries to learn some words in Portuguese to like say things to him. Like, that's appropriation? Like, what are you talking about? Like, get out of here. That was just dumb. It almost it brought me, I was like feeling all heartwarming and stuff. I was like, I get the story. I get what they're trying to say. You know what I'm saying? It is hard to be a woman. Like, that's another stupid thing. Mm-hmm. Like, why we always have to fight about who has it harder? We all have it tough, right? It's hard to be a woman. In a lot of cases, it's hard to be a man. In a decent amount of, to a lot of cases, like in certain situations. Like I said, me and Brandy sat back and talked 30 minutes to an hour about that particular thing, mm-hmm. me explaining like different mm-hmm. stuff, you know, like, and that's mm-hmm. just how it is. That's how life is. We can only dream and hope to be better as people. There was mm-hmm. a time when women was disregarded and women were treated like Ken was in this movie. Mm-hmm. Like you're only for this, you're only for that. There was a time, right? But that mm-hmm. time's not well, there's still that time in some other places in this world now. I'm not going to say it's perfect everywhere on earth. And I'm not even saying it's perfect here where we live in America. Mm-hmm. But in countries like America, like things are way better. It just takes time to get even more better. Everybody just strive to be a person and talk with each other and not be afraid like to be able to talk. It's one of the worst things out there right now. Like, you got to be so afraid that when you say a thing or even ask a question, like, you're not even, like, trying to say a certain thing. You're just trying to ask a question. Sometimes mm-hmm. you get called names and, like, it's just, like, mm-hmm. stupid. It's dumb. Like, how are you ever going to get better if you can't talk with one another? Mm-hmm. If you can't be there for one another and everything else? And, like, I see it every day, man, and it's mostly just because, like, I love the internet. I love using it, but sometimes the internet brings negativity because, mm-hmm. you know what? Most of us aren't like the things that the internet likes to argue about. We're mm-hmm. not. You know, women aren't all this. Men aren't all that. Your race isn't all this, and that race isn't all that. You know, we're all different individuals, man. We just happen to be born a certain way. There's no innate evil in that. Mm-hmm. Yes. During times, people and humans are flawed, made bad, mm-hmm. bad mistakes throughout history. Yep. And we're trying to fix those. And we need to celebrate those things that have changed, like that has moved forward, that has moved past. There were plenty of laws that were stopping women from doing things. I can't think of one law, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somebody can do it in the comment section or somebody can find a law that I just don't know about that stops a woman from being anything. Now, you might have a piece of crap boss running a company that don't like women for some reason and doesn't want to give them a raise or doesn't want to give them like a leg up or doesn't want to actually promote them or something like that. Yeah, that's going to happen. That's going to be there. I guarantee you there's some women bosses out there that don't like to promote men most of the time because they feel like it's justified because they're getting that revenge. You know what I'm saying? But like the thing is, we're all trying to come together. We're all overall trying to be better, like most mm-hmm. people. Just what you see on the online, on the internet, and everything else is a small amount of people. There's 351 million people that enter America right now. Probably more than that now, because mm-hmm. that was a little bit of a census ago. But 351 million people. Bro, sometimes 5% sounds like a lot, because 5% of 351 million is technically like a bunch of people. But comparative to, you know, the country that we live in and the population, it's not even close. But yeah, I overall got a positive message from the movie. But if I would have just looked at certain people's comments and stuff about this film, it would have been like, I'd have just been negative on it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I actually did try to watch this movie. I started to watch it, but then, hey, this is one of those hardships sometimes men have to go through. Is it really bad one? No, but I'm going to bring it up, right? I started to watch this movie, right, without Brandy, because I hadn't seen it. She's already seen the movie. But a couple of weeks ago, this is part of couples therapy right here. A couple of weeks ago, right? No, actually, it's been like a month or two ago. I just wanted to check out Percy Jackson. That's all I wanted to do. I wasn't going to watch the whole season. I just wanted to see if, oh, man, is this going to be good? Because I'm excited. I like the books. I read them when I was younger. So I wanted to see, like, how good this show might be. So I watched one episode. Let Brandy know. Oh, man, I didn't hear the end of that for at least a week. At least a week. So I'm in the middle. Yeah, I'm in the middle of watching Barbie because she's already seen it. And I get through, like, the first part. And I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. You know, Barbie Land really looks like Barbie Land. I get the feel. And then I stop it. I hit pause because I'm like, oh, yeah, remember you got in trouble because you went and watched one episode of Percy Jackson by yourself. So you know what? I was like, ah, no, psh, let me hit pause. I'll just wait. Now, on the flip side of that, if Brandy went and watched even a movie I wanted to watch and I just wasn't available, I was at work or something like that, Brandy watched it, see, I'd just be cool with that. I wouldn't care. I'd be like, hey, did you enjoy the movie? I'll watch it when I get the first chance.
Guess what? I wouldn't do that because I know you want to watch it. So I have waited and watched things with you because I could have gone ahead because you had me watch, what was it, Game of Thrones? And I waited.
Girl, you acting like somebody forced you to watch Game of Thrones. No, people. Let's don't get this out of context.
No.
I got her to watch it. I talked her into starting it.
But she told he started, told me he did not want me to go ahead and watch it without him. And you know what? Oh. I didn't. Well, I didn't.
Because of the reactions. But I did let you watch some episodes, but I told you couldn't watch like a certain episode in the season. I did let you watch some episodes. And on top of that, but I did get her, like I talked her into starting the show. But guess who was the one every time we don't watch, like those episodes are long. We'd watch three episodes back to back to back. Guess who was like, hey, can we watch another one?
Because I wanted to get past it. I wanted to get it done with.
Girl, you was like loving the crap out of that show.
No, I said, why are you making me watch this? Because the characters that I liked were dying.
Yeah, like, but you loved the crap. You wanted to see what was going
to
happen.
I wanted to get to the end of it, and I wanted to get through it quickly.
But, you know, hey, House of the Dragon's coming up, and we both enjoyed that, I thought.
Yes, you say in Percy Jackson, but you watched something else before me, and I got mad about that, too. So this was the second time, so that's why I got doubly mad, because you went ahead and watched something else.
Wait, what was the other one?
I can't remember what it was, but you watched something else ahead of me, and I got mad about that, and you did it again, and I was like, again. So this was the second time, so that's why I got a little mad.
True couple therapy's happening right now. We airing out laundry over here, because like I said, I was in the middle of watching Barbie, and I was like, man, if she knows that I watched this without her,
she's probably
going to be pissed off. So I only watched like maybe the first 15 minutes and was like, nope, I got to stop. I can't watch it. You know what I'm saying?
I would have been, but so I would be the same way. If you didn't want me to watch something, I wouldn't watch it without you. Cause that's who I am.
Well, all right.
Well, since this part of the movie was fun. So what do you give this rating of this movie?
That is true. I'm glad you said it. Cause I was actually about to jump out of here, but
I know you were trying to,
we do got to give that final rating. I'm going to let you go first. I mean, you obviously loved it.
So, you go first. I want your rating first. So you go first.
Okay. So without some of the thought provoking stuff that I thought was actually done in a lot of ways until there are, like I said, the young girl, actor or whatever that was playing the daughter, I thought that her character said some things that was just like really stupid that kind of pulled me out of the movie for a second. But besides that, a lot of the other things that were being said and talked about, I thought was intelligent and I thought was done well for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on, like, let's be honest. If I wasn't like in a space where I talked about movies and did like reviews and stuff like that, and if I wasn't with somebody like I am, like with Brandy right now, and let's say I was single, I don't watch the movie, okay? Because I'm like, ah, oh, this movie, this is a Barbie movie. It ain't made for me. You know what I'm saying? When I go and watch, like, say, a G.I. Joe movie or a Transformers movie, I don't expect there's more than I do expect. And some of those are coming out there because their boyfriends are getting them to go out there. But, like, I don't just assume that a bunch of ladies will be out there watching, like, particular movies, you know, like when I go see certain ones. But because of the thing that I do, I did watch the movie. And like I said, a lot of that stuff was thought-provoking, got me to open up. Me and Brandy had some, I thought, really good discussion, like, as we're watching the movie. But I say all that to say that if it didn't have that, and if we didn't have that discussion, and I wouldn't have felt like it provoked any of that, I would have gave this movie, like, a 5.5 or a 6, because I feel like it was done well for what it was. And it did represent, like, the Barbies, especially, like, Barbie World and Barbie Land pretty well. But because I actually, like, thought, you know, it brings out, it's like a cool movie to watch and then have a discussion about, like, I raise that score up because, like, that to me is kind of important, too, when it comes to movies. Sadly, we can't have those discussions civilly because people just yell, oh, I hate this movie. Oh, I love it. And then people start calling each other names. But if you can actually sit back like me and Brandy did, have a civil discussion, talk about things and understand from each side and everything else and not just yelling at each other and calling names, this is a really cool movie to watch and then talk about afterwards. So I jump it up to like a, I'll give it a 7. It's never going to get past a 7 because, like I said, it's a movie. Even though I appreciate it, the stuff that it has, some of the stuff it has in there, obviously, it's not my favorite, but I'm going to here to say I gave this movie a 7, and then Brandy last week gave Frailty a 4. Okay, go ahead, Brandy. What's your score?
It did. Frailty did not make the discussion like we had. So, I'd probably give this about a 7.5, 8.
Actually, not that I thought you'd be like 9, 10, like
no.
9 and 10. But yeah, actually, I mean, to be honest with you, you didn't give it like that big of a much more of a score than I did. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I give it a 7 for like different reasons, and then you give it like a 7.5. You said 7.5, 8.
Yeah, I'll go 8. I'll give it an 8.
So like just a 1-point difference in like the difference of the movie, and I think that's pretty interesting in itself because you're giving it that for obviously other reasons, whereas mm-hmm. I'm giving it that for like another reason. So like it's good, and it's like it's not just this. You go to see a movie like this. And you think it's going to be like a dumb movie that you just sit back and watch and then like maybe laugh some, maybe get a little heartfelt moments here and there and everything else. But nah, man, you sit down and this becomes like this movie that like is pretty overall, it's pretty intelligent, pretty mm-hmm. intelligent. So I respect it for that. And yeah, can't go wrong. I mean, it made over $1.5 billion in the movie theaters. So people love this and everything else. And I thought it was really great. And I'll reiterate this before we get out of here. I thought it was really great because unfortunately, a lot of movies that come out here recently that are put out there aren't made for women in most cases. Not saying women can't like it or go and watch it and whatever, but there's not a bunch of like to me. Women's stories. And the reason why I say that is because Brandy loves movies. She likes watching movies. We obviously watch movies together, but mm-hmm. as out of recent, like if we wanted to pick one of those kind of movies, like if I felt like I wanted to sit down and do a couples therapy where I actually pick a movie that I think Brandy would love, like say, for instance, one of my favorite rom-coms of all time, Serendipity, I have to reach back into the vault. It doesn't feel, mm-hmm. I don't feel like I can pick a movie yeah. that was made in like the last couple years and go, oh, this is really good. Not saying mm-hmm. there's no movies out there like that. Not saying there wasn't any rom-coms out there. But in the past few years, 2 or 3 to even 4 years maybe, like there's not these ones that's like, oh, man, this was like a super great movie. Like it's a rom-com, man. It's fun and all this stuff. You don't see a lot of those being talked about. And when I heard Adelia and Brandy talking about this movie and how happy they were, I was like, man, I wish there was more stories like that that they could get happy about and get super excited about and go to the theaters like more than once to go see it kind of thing. You know, I remember going to the Star Wars movies and going multiple times and waiting in line and all this good stuff and everything because I love Star Wars. And let's face it, there's like more men that like Star Wars. It's not a controversial statement. It's just the truth. And I thought it was really cool that Brandy kind of had a little bit of that feeling and happiness talking about a movie that she enjoyed that was made for women. And that's great. I think we're missing that a little bit. I think we're missing the target on that in some cases with some of the things getting made these days. But, you know, hey, man, they're called target audiences for a reason. And like, just I don't think you have to stick with that at all the times. I just think like obviously there's going to be exceptions to the rule. But just make good stories, people. Make good stories, tell a good story, and it be thought-provoking, even when you're being a little silly like the Barbie movie was, and you'll make money. That's all it is to it. Like, that's it. Like, you don't have to be the greatest person in the world or anything. You just have to put, like, a real story out there that people can relate to, that people can talk about, and people can enjoy, and you'll make your money. And Brandy seems to agree. But with that being said, I don't have the normal outro just because, like I said, we're working on a couple things. Thank you guys. Thank the Patreons for doing what you do and be a part of that. If you want to join that, it'd be a comment clip down below. Please like and subscribe to the thing. We're obviously going to be doing more and more of these. I got a couple of reviews that'll be coming out this week. One about Godzilla and one about Late Night with the Devil. So I got those coming out. And yeah. That's a couple of things going on with the channel and this side of things. And until next time, just try to be ordinary, Barbie.
And be Kenuff.
Yeah, and be Ken and be Kenuff. I always want to say Ken enough, but
Kenuff. It's Kenuff. You are Kenuff.
That's right. Till next time. Peace.